Good morning, Rabbi Isai.
Good
morning. So we continue here in Chayvus Levavos, Shaar Bitachon, and we're holding here in Perek Dalet. And the Chayvus Levavos is telling us that the great challenge of life is to believe that everything's from the Bnei Shalom. Nevertheless, the Bnei Shalom sends us all of the things we need through Emtsoyim, through intermediaries. And we have to respect those intermediaries, and we have to work with them. But nevertheless, at the very same time, to have absolutely no real respect for them, to know that everything's from the Bnei Shalom. But Hashem gave everything indirectly through intermediary to test us and challenge us whether we'll be more impressed by the intermediary, the Emtsoi, than the Shayrish, which is Hashem Himself. That's how Hashem created the world. And that's what we do. That's the world. That's why the world is called Helem. It's hidden. That is the mask. That's the challenge of the world.
Why do we need a challenge?
Because that's why your neshama is here. Neshama is here. What do you have to come here for if it's not a challenge? Stay in Shemayim. Stay home. Stay home. Hashem is only here for a trial. And that is the trial. Dos is the trial. Now, so we've been discussing till now the subject of Parnasa. But now the Chavos Levavos goes into the subject of health. And he has a short paragraph on the subject of health. It says the same thing applies to Brias and Choyli. A person has to have full bitachon in the Rabbi Shalom, that Hashem takes care of our health. Nevertheless, a person has to worry and do everything necessary with the natural intermediaries to deal with them in order to stay healthy. So you have to eat healthy food, and a person has to go to a doctor. At mirape machloisa bedarke refua hanuhugim baylam. We have to use the norms. You have to, again, I'm changing the name of this sefer called Chayvus HaNormalcy. We're changing the name of this book from Chayvus Levavos, Duties of the Heart, to the Chiyuv of being normal. The first dibra is be normal. The 11th dibra, they say, you know, is Zaynishkin Shaita, don't be an idiot. I think that should be the first dibra. Don't be stupid, and don't be smart either. Smart, most people misabuse, they abuse the word smart, they're too smart. Be normal. Is that too hard? I think most people have a problem with being normal though. It's not the in thing today. So he says you have to go to the normal medical norms. And, so you have to go to the doctor. But not to be some kind of doctor, as if the doctor is really the rife, the Rabbi Shalom is the rife, and you can't believe that this emtsoi is mamish mazik or moyel. However, I believe that Hashem gave them rishus. I believe that all these intermediaries are only invested with divine power. And then, when the person has that refuah under Rabbi Shalom, then the Rabbi Shalom taka will cure him from his sickness through the emtsoi. It depends. Then, when a person believes that everything's in the Bnei Shalom, then Hashem is his doctor. Sometimes Hashem will cure him taka through the flesh and blood doctor, and sometimes the Bnei Shalom will cure the person directly, as it says in Tilum Kuv Zayin. Yishlach dvar v'yirpoyim, v'yamalik mishchisaisam. I told you a few weeks ago that yishlach dvar v'yirpoyim, v'yamalik mishchisaisam means that when you're cured by Hashem directly, which is the pasuk he says, that you're cured by the Dvar Hashem, then a state in Sforim, that means you will not have any side effects. It's kedai to say, I want to be cured by the Rabbi Shalom directly, because when it's irapi, irapi, mekanshin, ilushus, l'raifu, l'rapas, when you go through a human doctor, so you'll have a refuah, but there are usually unpleasant side effects, both medical and financial and social and whatever. But if it's from the Rabbi Shalom, it's yishlach dvaroi v'yir po'eim, then it's v'yamaleit mishchisoisam, then you're saved from any hashchosa, from any negative. There is nothing, when Hashem does it directly, it's all positive, no negative. And he says it's even possible. The Rabbi Shalom is so amazing that the Rabbi Shalom can mirapi you with even something that's mazik mo'id. Like the story of Elisha HaNavi. Elisha HaNavi was mirapi the water of Yerichai with salt. So it was salty water in Yerichai, and the refuah came through salt. So he said beferish, it's a Malachim Beis. It's a Malachim Beis where it says over there the story that the people came to Elisha and they said Yericho is a city with bad water and it's mama, the people are getting sick. So he said, take a container, put in melach, and put in salt. And he took this container with salt, he threw it into the water, and he said, "Vayemer koyamai Hashem refasi l'mayim ve'ela." Hashem says, "I was merapa this water, and there was no more mavis to meshakeles, and taka the water had a refuah." So the lashon is a very strange lashon to use refuah on water, to use a cure on water, but that's why I use the word cure to tell you this is a metaphor for the whole concept of all human cures as well. That if the Rebbeinu Shlom wants, dafka, something that's mazik, can be a refuah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mamtik mora with a bitter tree, like it says in B'shalach, Vayirei Hashem eitz, Vayashlech elamayim, the waters of mora were bitter, Hashem sowed him a tree, and Chazal saying that the Tanchum over there, that this tree was called the Hardufni, I think even the Targum Yonason brings it down, it's called the Hardufni, which is a bitter tree. So Davka Hashem the Rapa, the bitter waters of Mora through a bitter tree. And finally he says, Yeshaya Navi also was Merape, the skin of Chizkiyo HaMelech from the Shchin, Bedavra Mazik La'or. Now this I want to elaborate on a minute because it's very interesting. So we know that Chizkiyo HaMelech was one of the famous sick people in the world, and he was very sick, he was about to die. His sickness was a skin sickness, a skin disease of some sort. And Yeshaya Navi Davka cured it by putting on it, put a fig on it. He put a shmear from fig on it, on the shchin. And ordinarily this shchin, which is a skin disease, the fig, a fig has a caustic effect. It burns the skin. And ordinarily this is the worst thing you want to put on sensitive skin is a shmear from an ointment from figs. And that's exactly what Yeshaya Navi recommended. He said, "Dafka, make this ointment from figs, and it'll be healed." And it worked. Now, the reason why this is very important is because this, I think, is to my knowledge, the only place in Tanakh where we have a special Tfila about the refuah shleima. And I was not aware of this, but recently I saw in Svarim that a skula for refuah shleima is to say the tfila of Chizkiyo. So I want to share that with you. People are not aware of this. Most people don't even know such a thing exists. But even those who know it exists, there's tfila, but they don't realize what a skula is. And the funny thing is that I discovered this a few weeks ago. I mean, I just found it in a safer. Someone just gave me a safer, and I opened the safer, and there it was. What? A safer that brings down various schoolists, and I'm still trying to find an earlier source, but a safer which someone has a list of various schoolists. One of them to say this, and the funny thing was, is because at that particular time, I was trying to help a parent who had a child who never has cancer, a three-year-old child who has cancer, and goes for constant chemo, and chemo is the exact example of, you know, being merapid with something amazik. Chemo is geferlich rachmon litzlan. The chemos and the radiations and all the stuff. I went to visit the child in the hospital, and I was trying to give the parents some chizuk, and then like a day or so later I found this inyan, that the tefillah of Chizkiyo is a big skula, but what's amazing is that the name of this child is Chizkiyo. The name of the child is Chizkiyo, Shlomo also, and the Sefer Refuah is Miuchas Shlomo HaMelech, Chizkiyo Shlomo Yehuda, Ben Freda Miriam Shafu Shlomo. So I said, "Wow, this is amazing. For your son Chizkiyo, I'll read a drop of the Tefillah of Chizkiyo, and you see why this is very, very interesting. It's in Yeshaya Perek Lamed Ches, and since you know we're not knowing to learn Yeshaya anymore, Yeshaya went out of." Yeshaya is no longer popular. We, you know, Baba Basra, Baba Kama, Yeshaya, Tanakh is like not popular. My Shver, he says over the story, when he was a kid and he went to Yeshiva, so the Yeshiva he went to, his name I won't mention at this point, the yeshiva, the real balabatim, were the balabatim, not the Rosh Yeshivas. The board of directors ran this yeshiva. So they used to come periodically on Sunday mornings to have their board meetings in the big library. And the Rosh Yeshiva, you know, suggested that they're going to learn next month Masechta Bava Basra. So now the Balabatim have to come up with some money because the Bachram can't afford the Gemaras. In the old days, he used to supply the Gemaras. Today it doesn't happen. Today the boys had to buy their own Gemaras. When I was a kid, even the yeshivas always supplied Gemaras, even when I was a child. All the textbooks came from the school. Today the parents buy everything. So one Balabas gets up in the library, and you know, big Talmud Chacham, he says, "Ich weiß nicht, was ich mit aufnehmen, Baba Baschen, Käfer, nein, Baba Baschen. I don't know if the behind the Baba Baschen. Ich guck around the library here, I see on the shelves, Azoi von Masechta Yeshaya. For was came the Schlein Masechta Yeshaya? What do you have to do? Masechta Baba Baschen, not Masechta Yeshaya. Anyway, Yeshaya might not be a Masechta, but it's certainly a Sefer in Tanakh, it's because I learn. So the average gentleman, the average Jew today, has not gotten to Yeshaya Perek Lam Ches Nebuch. So here in Perek Lam Ches, you have the whole story of Yeshaya's sickness, and it's good I didn't learn this beyond, but I won't. And the story, people had another than the Kuda, because we did mention Yeshaya last week, you remember, Rabbi Yisrael. Remember I told you last week, Yeshaya, when he was being attacked by Sancheiriv. We know about Yeshaya, everybody knows that Yeshaya was attacked by Sancheiriv. And that we know took place on Erev Pesach. Oyd Hayoim Benoiv. That's the Aftaira. For I think Shri Shal Pesach. Yeah, Achman Shri. So, Shri. So,
Did you say it in
the Haggadah
also?
We all say Behi Bechatzia Laila. Right? Behi Bechatzia Laila. Achman is the Shir David. So, Lamaisa, Yisrael besieged Yerushalayim with a tremendous army. He had put the whole world in Golis already. The only remaining place was Yerushalayim. And Yeshaya and Chizkiyahu had a miracle that night. Vahi b'chatzilai, the Malach killed the whole camp of Sancheiriv. And we learned last week that Chizkiyahu said, "I can't do anything." Remember, we learned that whole medrash last week. But we don't realize what's not well known is that the sickness, the famous sickness of Yeshaya, which you all know, not because we learned Yeshaya, but because we learned brachas daf yud. You all know the Gemara that Yeshaya never came to Chizkiyahu. I mean, Chizkiyahu was sick, and Yeshaya comes to him and says, "It's all over, Chizkiyahu. You're finished. You're a dead man." And Chizkiyahu says, "I'm sorry. Kach mekublanim beis avi abba. I have a messiah from my zayd, the David HaMelech. That I feel a cherev chad munachas al shavur shaladam. Here, there's a sword by a person's neck. Rachmanos not someone. A ganef is holding my mamish. There's a gun to my temples. There's a sword on my neck, and I'm about to be sliced." My throat slit. Al yimna atzman arachim. You never give up from asking for rachmi shemayim. And takav ayasev chizkiyo as ponav alakir. Chizkiyo turned away from Yeshaya and he davened. And there were a bunch of listeners to his tefillah, and he was cured. And Hashem was moisted 15 years. People don't realize that this whole story that Yeshaya, that the chizkiyo is zeicher the 15 extra years, was concurrent with the story of Sancheiriv. They happened at the same time. This man Nebuch was beset by a double whammy. He was physically sick, and this is just about when Sancheiriv attacks Yerushalayim. And this is all in Perek Lamed Ches in Yeshaya. V'yom Mahem Chola Chizkiyo Lamus V'yavoy Elav Yeshayahu Ben Omoy Tzanovi. Right? V'yom Elav Koyamar Adonoy Tzav LeBeis Echav Ki Meis Atov Eloi Sichya. You're dead. And not only that, the Gemara says, he told him, I'm a Navi, you know. I'm a Navi. And I know what's going on in Shemayim. In Shemayim, it's written, Chizkiyo dead. So I'm not just telling you Baba Maisis. I didn't go to the doctor and I looked the x-rays. I'm telling you, I'm doing you a favor. Before you die, you should do Vidui. Unfortunately, I went to the hospital 2 weeks ago to make Vidui with somebody in Erlich Yid. And they don't want to make Vidui. A lot of people think people are very funny. They don't want to do Vidui. And he was near his death. But he looked good. And he refused to do Vidui. That was Thursday night.
Didn't want to give up.
But he should have said Vidui, because he died most of Shabbos, and he never had Vidui before he died. It's very sad. He shouldn't have do Vidui. So Yeshaya Navi says to him, you know, I'm doing you a favor. I'm here, and I want you to do everything you have to do before you die. Make a tzavon and the mizvada. Ki meisa tov leisichya. You're dead. You are a dead man. And not only that, as Rashi is even worse, meisa tov lemazeh, leisichya lelamabah. You're not going to live to Elam Hab either, because you never got married. Because, you know, if you don't get married, you can't get Olam Haba. You gotta go to Henim, because you have a choice. Either get Henim in this world or the next world. If you get married, you have to get Henim in this world. So you can go to Olam Haba. But if you didn't get married in this world, you decided to have a good life, fine. But you can't get to Olam Haba. It says, Meis, Atov, Eloi, Sichye. You didn't get married. You are a dead man. So Chizkiyahu says, Oy vei, vayatev Chizkiyahu ponav elakir, vayispal al adonoi. He puts his face there. And he davens the famous Gemara, and he davens so good, and he davens, and vayev Chizkiyahu bechi gadol, and he doesn't does daven, he cries. Because a davening is not wet with tears. If you don't water your davening with tears, it's like putting a seed into the ground, and there's no rain. You can plant the best seeds in the ground, the finest, plumpest kernels into the ground, there's no rain, it's not going to grow. So to the best tefillah without the bissel tcherin does not grow. It's a dead seed, doesn't germinate. So ayeh chizkiyo bechi gadol. Oh, suddenly vayid var denoy liyishayo leimor holoi v'amartel chizkiyo komar denoy lehidavid avicha shamati et tefillasecha ra'isi et demasecha. Not only did I hear your tefillah, but I also saw your tears. It goes together, it's a cocktail. It's called a prayer cocktail. Words and weeping. You have to have WW. You have to have words and weeping. Tefillas and tcheren. Hinni Yosef al yamecha chamesh reishon, you're getting 15 more years. And on top of that, a little bonus, mikaf melech ashur atzilcha, veisir hazois, veganoisi aleir hazois. Not only that, but you are about to be attacked by Sancheirev. San Rashi says this exactly was 3 days before Pesach. That's when he got sick. And on the third day, when he went to the Beis HaMikdash of Davin, he had the Mapol of Sancheirev, and that was the first day of Pesach. So he got sick 3 days before Pesach, and he got well before Pesach, and after he got well, he went to the Beis HaMikdash to do what he had to do in the Beis HaMikdash, and that night, the first night of Pesach, is the Ma'apolos Necheir. So both of these incidents are concurrent with each other. So Hashem says that in the Schus of Yitzfilah, I will save you from, you'll live 15 more years, and you will be saved from Sancheir and the whole city too. And the ois is, I'll give you an ois, that I will do everything I say, why an ois is necessary, Veisichnisht. But Hashem says, I'll give you an open miracle to show you that this is Min HaShemayim directly from me, and that is that I am putting the sun, I will put the sun backwards. The sun's going to go backwards 10 ma'alos, 10 levels. The sun already that's gone down is going to go up. It's going to go backwards. The sun will go backwards. The sun will go backwards. And it's going to be a longer day. An extra 10 hours. An extra 10 hours. The day, Rashi says that your father Achaz died. The sun went down 10 hours quicker. So they shouldn't be masmer the rush like Achaz. And you, Taka, were a good son, and you're a good king. Faked, you did not do what a regular son does, that never has rechmanis and his father's covered, because you knew your father Achaz is a Russia, and therefore you didn't want to be masped him, and I helped you out, and I made the sun come down real quick, and in the old days they had no lights outside, so there's no more hesped for Achaz. But for you, so therefore, since in this chus, I guess Hashem is showing that you have an extra chus over here. In this chus, that's not the reason Hashem showed him Hastis. That in this chus, that you, Takedim, when we mask with the Rosh Achaz, even though it's your father, I will openly show you that the 10 hours will come back and the sun's going to go back 10 hours, and that's a ride that I'm saving you, and that's, the sun will go Acharanis Eser Malois. That's all for the Shemayim. Okay. Next pasuk says, Michtav Lechizkiyahu Melch Yehuda, the only place you have in Gans Tanakh, a michtav, and open, this is written in Tanakh, and the Targum is, Tirgum Yasam Ksav Oido, it is a statement, a written statement of Shevach Oido to the Rabbanim Shlom. It's a mini Tehillim, a special prayer and praise that was written by Chizkiyahu, Bechaloisa, when he's sick, Vayechi Mechoyo, and he got well from his sickness. And here's how it goes. Ani amarti b'demi yomai eilecha b'shari shol. I said, b'demi yomai. Now, by the way, gentlemen, we don't chiz with them, but you know, there's a very, many times you read in the books, Svarim, about someone who died young. It says he died b'dalad mem yud yomav. It's a very famous, oizdrik, a famous expression. People make, they say Dmei Yamav. It's Dmei Yamav. Another thing, if you don't know Tanakh, you don't know Hebrew properly. Many times you see a Betzadik died, but Dmei Yamav is not Dmei, the blood of his days. Does it make sense? I myself never understood till I learned this. What do you mean Dmei Yamav? Because no, it's Kisaydi. He always means, he died young man. It's Dmei Yamav. And Dmei Yamav sounds actually like Dmoma, actually. It's not blood, if I care, the silence. His days were silenced, young. He was cut off and silenced. Dmei Yamav. That's the way to pronounce it. She says, I thought, but Dmei Yamav Yelecha. B'shari Shol. I thought my younger Yaron, he was a young man, I would go down to the gates of hell. Pukadati yes, Shanoisai. And I thought that I would lose the rest of my years. I thought I didn't see the Rabbani Shlomo. I wouldn't see Hashem twice in Eretz Achayim. But I will not read the whole thing. I'm just going to tell you. He said, I thought I would die. And he has different expressions of this. I thought I would mamish. I was worthless and nothing. But suddenly, I thought, Hinei l'shalom marli mor. I thought that the peace, my peaceful years now, but I turned into bitterness. Choshakta nashi mishachas, but you, Rabbeinu Shlalom, held differently, and you saved me from going down mishachas. I thought you were going to get rid of me. So, Lamais, you saved me because you know kiloi shoil toideka maves yahalalecha, because you know Hashem. That people in the grave, people who go down to Gehenna cannot give Haidah to you. And people who are dead cannot praise you. And La Yisabru Yardei Bor El Amitecha. People who are in Gehenna can no longer have Bitochen in you. And you want people to have Bitochen in you. La Yisabru Yardei Bor El Amitecha. Chai Chai Hu Yoidecha. Kamayni Ayayim. Who can give Haidah to the Rabbani Shalom? Who can praise the Rabbani Shalom? Who can have Amunin Hashem? Only living people. Of Labanim. Your ideal amitech, and a father gives over to his sons your truth. I know you want me to be a father. The only reason you want me to die was because I was not a father, but now I'm doing tshuva. I'm going to get married, and I'm going to have children. Mitzvah Hashem. Adonai lahoishieni. Hashem will save me. Unegiinoisai nagein kol yemei chayenu al beis Adonai, and our songs we will sing all the days of our life in the house of Hashem. Now, what's amazing is that he said it's a shira, and yet Chazal criticized Chizkio. That when he had the Mapol of Sancheirev, he didn't say Shira. Remember last week we had the Medrash that Yehoshaphat says, I can say Shira. Chizkiyahu says, I can't even say Shira. But that, so it says, again, this is not for now, but that which Chizkiyahu did not say Shira was on the second nace that happened to him, that he was safe from Sancheirev, and Klai Yisrael was safe. For that, for some reason, didn't say Shira. But on this, which was just a day or two before, and this Yeshua, he did say Shira. He did say Shira. And, you know, it would have been nice if, it's not clear exactly which day before Pesach the son took 10 hours. It would be nice if it was Erev Pesach, give the women 10 hours extra to prepare for Pesach. The men too, it would be very nice if this was Erev Pesach. This is a big gift to Klai Yisrael, 10 extra hours of sunlight before Pesach came. So, which date in Pesach? Now, the Pesach ends, Vayomer Yeshayahu, Yisu develes te'enim, v'yimrchu al hashchin v'yechi. And Yeshaya Novi says, okay, let's bring an ointment from figs, and we'll smear on his shchin, and he will be cured. And this is a miracle, as Rashi says, it's a gavaltig miracle, because usually if you put an ointment of figs on even a healthy skin, it will be irritated, and it'll make a skin problem. And here, Dafke's skin, which was so sick that it was mamash dying, this irritational ointment became his Yeshua. Fregder Adak, he says, I don't understand Pshat over here. He says, I don't know, Tom. He says, this pasuk is not from the Micht of Chizkiyo. It's just a story. And why was it written after the Michtav? Fakir, it should be before the Michtav. When it says in the beginning of Perek Lamed Ches, the Yeshaya Navi told him that I'm going to what? Save you, and Hashem heard your prayers. So it said over here, that vayid varadnoi Yeshayahu lemar. Ho, loich vamar tol chizkiyo koi mar adnoi lehei David avicha shumati as tfilo secha var isi as demo secha ni yoizu chocha yomecha chamesh reishona. So why isn't this written here in the beginning of the perek? when Yeshayah Navi is told what to do.
Maybe he said Shira even before the heal. Maybe he had talking in Yeshayah's Nevuah that he would be healed even before he was physically healed.
Yeah, but the only problem is it says Michtav L'Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda B'chaloisai Vayechi Michalyai. It says that he said it after he was cured. But Lamaisa, Rashi is not bothered by this kasha because Rashi evidently holds that this statement, I would say, right, Radak says this is not part of the Shira. I'm wondering, maybe it is part of the Shira. As I can't, that's the climax of the whole Shira. That he's saying that the climax was that Yeshayahu told me. I'm telling you, know what the biggest thing of the Shira is? That Yeshayahu told me how I'm going to cure myself with something which is the opposite. Which is the opposite of refuah. Fakir, this very well, the Radak takes on, this is just a little footnote, and it's not part of the Shira. He says, why is it a footnote? It should be in the beginning. And I'm saying, no, perhaps this itself, Taki, is the climax of the Shira. And Rashi has this question, another person has this question, because they might very well hold, this is Taki, the part of the Shira. And to tell you that you have to add this to the Shira, to tell you the full miracle, and which is exactly what I'm teaching you all this, because this is what the Chavis Levavah just taught us, that if a person is Zoyche, the biggest miracle is that if you know you're getting your refuah from the Rabbeinu Shlalom, the biggest proof that's from the Rabbeinu Shlalom is that Hashem's going to cure you in a way that's hepecha teva. The dafka is something which is bad and damaging will cure you. And as a matter of fact, there's one more pasuk over here. The pasuk ends, V'yomer chizkiyo mo'ois, ki ele beis adonoi. And Rashi says that pshat means, what does it mean? In other words, after this pasuk, the Shira ends like this. It seems to end. Adonai lo yishieni. In the Ginoi sign, the Nagin koi mechayin el beis Adonai. That seems to be the end of the Shira. That for now on, I'll praise Hashem in the house of Hashem. I'm getting out of bed. I'm running to the Beis HaMikdash. Then the next pasuk is V'yam Yishayahu. Yisu devel teina v'yimrichu al shkin v'yachi. Yishayahu said, take this ointment and put it on the shkin. And the last pasuk of the parak is V'yam Yishayahu mois ki ele beis Adonai. Which means, as Raji says, Mo'is over here does not mean a sign. It means how nice it is. How nice is the ois that was given to me, that I'll go to the house of Hashem. This is part of this for sure sounds like this is part of the Shira. That the words of Yeshayah are, I'm putting into the Shira, that Yeshayah told me something that doesn't make any sense. Yeshayah Navi told me to put on this damaging ointment on my skin. And you know what? That itself is the ois that I'm going to have a refuah shleima. Because since it's so crazy, and since it's so nish normal, it shows us from the Rabban Shalom. So I know for sure, if the Navi tells me this, the more non-medical this is, the more it doesn't make sense in ordinary norms of therapy, that proves me that I'm having a refuah shleima from the Rabban Shalom. So I'm out of here. I know for sure I have a refuah shleima. I know it's going to be instant also. I'm out of the bed. I'm going to the base of Nish immediately because I know this is Nish normal. If you tell me to do something normal, then maybe I have to sit in bed for 3 weeks still. But now that I hear from Yeshayah Navi that I have to do something that's absolutely against Teva, I know that Hashem is showing a Nais Goli over here. And therefore, this Nais Goli is going to be bigger even than the Nais, perhaps, of the sun going back 10 hours. This is a bigger ice. This is a bigger ice to me than the sun going back 10 hours. To do something which is medically mamish unsound is the biggest proof that's min Hashemayim. And therefore, I'm going to the Beis Hashem. So all this could be is mamish part of the Shira, the way Rashi would learn Pshat. But anyway, it makes, if you read the Shira carefully, you'd see why. If never someone is sick, if you say this Perek, it would be a wonderful skula for a Fur Shalema. Now, of course, I just have to add a little bit over here. I have to do some commercials for Chayvus Halavavus. So, a little commercial. So, the Brisker Rav, I'll tell you a few little uvdas. You know, it's not everyone knows Brisker learn Rambams, but they, and everyone thinks that Brisker didn't learn Musar. I'll never forget, I was once talking to Rav Avram Yeshaya, and he. He was. I was telling you, years ago, before my oldest son went to Brisk, so I was telling him, I want to learn some Musar in Brisk. He said, well, no, against learning Musar, we just don't encourage it that much. We think like, you learn on your own. We don't have a Musar Seder, but you want to learn Musar? We know Musar. And he starts calling to me, whole shtiklich from Yonah and from the Rambams, and he's a big Balkishran. Rabbi Yeshua is a big Balkishran. And Lemaisa, Vishtetza, the Brisker of Allah, know all these foreign Balpeh. So the Brisker Rav, the story of the Brisker Rav, that after he was married, he had a big nadin. He had a very, Shrey was a rich person, and Shrey gave him a big nadin. And with this Nadin, he bought himself a whole block of expensive apartment buildings in Varsha. Warsaw, those days, Warsaw was Mama, those days was the capital of Poland, and that was where all the from he didn't gravitated to, even though he came from Brisk originally. So the Mice, he was living, he owned a whole block of expensive real estate in Warsaw. The Mice, in the end, he lost the entire block of real estate. He lost everything. And when he lost it, he was Isaac then a lot in learning Chavis Alvav Ashar Bitochen. He was Isaac in Unzin Yonim, Unzin Mesechta, Mesechta Chavis Alvav Ashar Bitochen. So he said like this, at that time when he lost this huge amount of money, he said, the Welt says that the Welt thinks that a rich man is the man who owns a whole block of expensive real estate in Warsaw, or maybe in Manhattan. You know, if you don't own that, but the World Trade Center is even one of the two, I think you can handle. If you owned one, you'd be a shtickel gvir. If you owned both, you'd be very well off. Yeah, any building in Battery Park, any building downtown Wall Street, I'll take any building, any good, nice skyscraper in Manhattan. Anything over 50 stories, I can handle. I don't deal with things less than 50 stories. Any apartment building, free and clear, no mortgage in Manhattan, 50 stories, you hold to be a good, you hold me for a gvir. The Welt told that person owns a good piece of real estate, is a gvir. But the truth of the matter is that the real gvir is the person who has the shar habitachon and chayvus halavavus. That's the real gvir. Because the apartment building, you can lose. But the shar habitachon and chayvus halavavus, no one can ever take away from you. You can lose it, of course, if you don't chazer, and you don't live it. If you don't live it, you can lose it. But if you live it, you never lose it.
Please start picking people on the street.
Okay. If you can lose your car, you see how quick you almost lost your cars? Why? Because they're supposed to plow? Come back. At any rate, so he's up there, and here's how he lost the binyanim. What happened was that after he was married, he got a big nadin, he got a very big dowry, and people advised them they should take all the money and talk invest in a block of apartments in Warsaw. It's a good investment. This is before the First World War. And afterwards, the values went up a lot, and people advised them to sell. And Lemaisa didn't work. Meanwhile, the First World War broke out, and he never sold it during the whole First World War. But meanwhile, that was good for him, because after the war, he was, oh, you see that? You're so smart that you didn't sell your house. Because now, after the war, there was really a shortage of apartments, and price went up even more. Now he said, for sure you have to sell. Okay, time is to sell now. So he went, and he sold it, and he made a contract, and everything was fine. He had a wonderful deal, made a lot of money, and they went to the government building in order to find the original documents and to make this legal. When they came to the government office, he found out that the building is no longer on his name. It's no longer recorded on his name. What happened was that originally, before the war, when he gave over the right, when he was trying to sell the building the first time, he appointed some Jew to be his agent. That he had a Yid who would be his real estate agent, and this Yid registered the building, and he was given power of attorney. Then he registered the whole building on his own name. He put it on his own name. So the Briskerov called over this agent and said, "How could it be that you put it on your own name with my power of attorney?" He says, "You're right. The truth of the matter is, Itaka abused it, and I really forged your signature, and I did everything against what you told me to do. I did a lot of things wrong over here, and you know, if you want, you can give me over to the government. Itaka swindled you, I was a crook, I was a swindler, and you can do what you want with me, but I don't have the money, I lost the money, and you can do what you want with me. I cheated you, Amoida, Mizvada, I cheated you." Yitzhak said, "Well, look, I'm not going to give over Yid to the police, that's for sure." And Chavish Kaneitza, and he lost all of his money. And it was at that time that he was learning Chavis Levav and Shar Bitochen. And at that time he said, people think the rich man is the man who owns the block of Binyamin of Warsaw. But the block of Binyamin of Warsaw, he himself gave this guy, the person who gypped him, he himself gave it over to the guy. So you can give away, and you're not realizing, you give your whole Ashiris away to somebody who will swindle you, and you didn't even realize it. But the Chavis Levav and Shar Bitochen, no one can ever take away from you. That's the Emes Oishah, if you have Chavis Levavis. So Rabbi, I'm making you rich this morning. I want a commission. I want more Bitochen.